Scientists from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and Colorado College have unraveled the mystery of a red waterfall in Antarctica. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the research unveils mechanisms potentially at work in other polar glaciers.
University of Alaska Fairbanks glaciologist Aaron Pettit led a team that traveled to the bottom of the world to study Blood Falls.
This feature is so prominent. It's the place that everybody knows about. It's kind of an iconic feature within the landscape that has been a puzzle since the first Antarctic explorers.
Blood Falls is at the end of Taylor Glacier, about 30 kilometers from the ocean, but the area was covered by seawater over a million years ago. Pettit says the surface ice of Blood Falls today is salty and iron-rich, just like the ancient ocean.
That was the big puzzle. How do you get this salty ice from the bottom up into the glacier and then out the top?
Pettit says the current project began with earlier research on the Taylor Glacier.
We had a little bit of data left over from this first project 15 years ago that suggested we might be able to use ground penetrating radar to study it more.
My role in this when I was down there was I helped to operate several of the instruments and make field observations.
UAF PhD candidate Christina Carr says radar signals sent into the ice did not bounce back, but were instead absorbed.
And we interpret this as being ice that's got a lot of salt in it or a lot of little salty pockets of water.
Confirmation of liquid water in such a cold glacier was unprecedented and believed to be the result of its high salt concentration and energy given off as surrounding ice tries to freeze it.
It's just like you have to put heat into water to boil it. If you try and freeze water, you have to take heat out, and that heat has to go somewhere.
Water is the key mechanism by which glaciers change, and Pettit says the Blood Falls research expands our understanding of its potential.
Basically shows us that water can persist and play this really important role even in the most extreme cold polar environments.
Pettit says the next step is trying to understand how pressure differences and crevasses in the ice move water through the glacier. The research project was funded by the National Science Foundation. A paper about the findings is published in the Journal of Glaciology. Its lead author is team member Jessica Badgley of Colorado College. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.